England off the tap, goes over the ball. That's a bad one. That could be Lama Tazi could be in big trouble there. That could be his afternoon gone.
It's off. He can't do that.
He's got to have it, you know, you'd think.
That's sending off. That's a sending off, Craig.
Yeah, he's gone to his pocket.
Yeah. He's got to send him off.
Yeah, he's gone to his pocket. Is that red going? Is it yellow?
I can't see. Is it side? Let's have a look.
It's yellow.
Oh, is it yellow? Is it?
Yeah, 10 minutes. He's sent him that way, Scoey. If it had been off, he'd have been down the tunnel, wouldn't he?
Well, I couldn't see from the side there.
Yeah, we couldn't see, could we?
No, we couldn't see, but that was naughty. For mine, it's a sending off.
Yeah.
It's a sending off.
So, Lama Tazi, 3 minutes in, is in the bin. Inside ball to Murdoch. Masala just goes straight over the top of Ashurst.
I'll tell you what, that's better, Craig Murdoch. That's hard and straight and direct. That's what the Wakefield forward should be doing, but that is a great run from the Salford forward there, and looking for a quick play to ball, and well, Wakefield, they couldn't handle it.
I'd take the two of you, Scully, if it was me.
I would, yep. You know, I think they are going to do. O'Brien's having a look.
Yeah,
yep.
It's not a gimme. The wind's swirling all over, but more importantly, it takes a minute and a half out the game.
He does indeed, and I say they're down to 12 men with the sin bin, and also as well with the field position what Wakefield had. They'll be a little disappointed that they've not got points on the ball, but Salford here being smart. That's what they've been, Craig.
As O'Brien has a final look at the posts, stands up into his upright position, a couple of little steps backwards, right-footed.
He's missed it.
Has he missed it? No, he hasn't. He drifted out on the wind and then went out of our sight. And I'm with you, Scully. If I'd have been backing after his foot, I'd have waved it away, but the wind brought it back in. O'Brien with the first points of the afternoon. Wakefield 0, Salford 2. Wood from the middle of the field, then to England. England looking to get it. Josh Jones and Dobson to his feet and plays the ball quickly. Grick's trying to pinch run from dummy half. Has he got there?
High tackle.
No, he hasn't, but it is. It's a high tackle, so it's going to be another set of six. Grick's has stayed down. Good defence from Salford, but no consistency to Wakefield, Scully. They've gone side to side all game. They're getting a really good attacking opportunity and they just barrel it up one out.
Yeah, they're playing out with my rugby there when they get themselves a good field position. But again, it's that man Lama Tazi with a high shot on the last tackle, put his teammates back under pressure. But totally in agreement, Craig Murdoch. Wakefield, they don't know what to do, whether to go hard and straight or whether to move the ball.
Yeah, I think they need to.
They're going for two, which is surprising. Very surprising.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that one, but you know, the game's...
Well, there's plenty of time to go. It's not really in the balance, is it? You know, they're only 2 points, so there's 20 minutes gone in the first half, and, well, they're in excellent field position. Surprising call, that, Craig.
Yeah, I think all you can say is probably Chris Chester thinks it's going to be a tight game, and come the end of the afternoon, the 2 points may be vital if he kicks it, of course, but it's one of those. Hindsight will be a wonderful thing. You would expect a kicker of Williams' quality to chip this one over. He's only 10 metres out, pretty much straight in front. Does add the extra, so we're all square. 21 minutes played. It's Wakefield 2, Salford 2. Williams to Arona, flat pass to Griggs, who's been the best player on the field for me so far, and he's lost the ball, but the referee says it's ripped out.
In the bin.
Yeah, in the bin. Michael Dobson. Referee said, I warned you.
Dobson, it's Tompkins.
Is it Tompkins? Yeah, Tompkins is going off. Michael Dobson can't believe the decision. Interesting, they took two before Scully. Down to 12 men. Surely they'll tap it now.
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you?
Oh, no, tee's on.
He's on, the tee's on.
Clogger's on with the kicking tee in tee, so he's handing the ball to Williams.
Surprising this, again, surprising. They're on a bit of a roll here now, Wakefield, and, well, Aragon. And I've got more for the 4 points. But Salford, the indiscipline's costing them here. Giving no choice to Robert Hicks. Put him on the team warning. Tompkins pins the ball.
I think this is a big 10 minutes coming up. Obviously, Salford down to 10 men. Off goes Lee Mosser. But from the Wakefield point of view, on comes big David Fajita, who, you know, he's maybe still getting towards full fitness, Scully, but he's going to cause some problem for these tiring Salford defenders who've been already down to 12 men for 10 minutes of this one.
Yeah, well, you'd like to think so for Fajita. The jury's still out with me with Fajita, but let's just see if he's kicked this one. He has. Sam Williams will make it 4-2. But Fajita here now, if he's looking to make an impression, to maybe get Wakefield just in front and take him away a little bit before half-time, he needs a huge impact. What, there's 12 and a half minutes to go this first half. He needs a huge impact.
Williams, flat pass to Fajita. Thought about the one-handed offload out the back, but he took the tackle. It was Lama Tazi with it. Really slow play of the ball. Finn back to Hubie, back to Finn, further wide to Williams, then into the arms of Riesling. Riesling backs himself. Was that a high tackle? Doesn't matter, because Riesling's over the line for the first try of the game. It's been coming from the Wildcats. The Simbin in pivotal, down to 12 men, and Salford's defence just couldn't scramble well enough, and Riesling scores the try with 31 minutes on the clock. It's Wakefield 8, Salford 2.
It is, it's a numbers game as well, and Wakefield have used that very well to the right-hand side there, and it's about time they started using the ball, getting it nice and wide from that dummy half play, and that's exactly what they've done there. Numbers game, Salford down to 12 men, Wakefield making sure that they're using it right this time. Good hands to the right-hand side, and when I say Riesling, you don't stop him from 10 metres out. He puts the first 4 points on the ball for Wakefield. And Wakefield hoping now, maybe, to take charge in this first half.
Grix is at dummy half, down the short side he goes to Ashurst. Ashurst is through. Ashurst is looking for support. It's not the best pass, but Johnson will bring it in. And then he'll put a little kick in, looking for Miller. Is Miller going to get the ball? Miller will pick the ball up. Clever play from Tom Johnson. We all expected him to run the ball, but he put a great kick inside. And first to react was Jacob Miller. We normally see the Tom Johnson finishing those off, but this time he's provided with a little kick, and Jacob Miller is the man who benefits from that, picking the ball up and scoring. Wakefield second try, their lead by 12 points to 2.
It's an excellent try there for Wakefield, but boy oh boy, what was Carney and the fullback O'Brien doing? How slow were they to react to Jacob Miller? Said, I'll tell you what, fellas, if you don't want to pick the ball up, I'll take the ball and score the 4-pointer this afternoon. I just put Wakefield just in a little bit of control, but great play down here in Johnson, where we felt as though that he should have maybe passed the ball, but he put the little kick through. But the Salford defence in Carney and O'Brien, too slow to react. Jacob Miller said, thank you very much, I'll get a 4-pointer and put my team in command.
Bringing again at dummy half to the right to Robert Louis. Robert Louis with a flat pass. Murdoch Masala, too big, too strong, and Salford are back in this game. He just brushed away the first attack, first attempted tackle from the Wakefield defence, and then he's only a couple of metres from the line. His strength and his speed gets him over the line. That's Salford's first try. They're back in the game. It's Wakefield 12, Salford 6.
It is, but it's the bin men who've caused that problem, and certainly for the Wakefield defenders, because what the Salford forwards have just done there, quite simple, basic in rugby league, hard, straight and direct, bring the defenders in from there and say, look at the quick play of the balls, and I say it's a great ball from Robert Louis to the big man Murdoch Masala. He wasn't going to stop him 8 metres out from the try line. Salford have just got themselves back into this game.
2 metres away from the line is Binning to Dobson to Louis. Further wide it goes to O'Brien to Wellham. Wellham to the line. Is Wellham over the line? I think he is. I think Wellham's over the line, and more importantly, the referee says that Chris Wellham's over the line. The scores are all level. 2 tries in the second half for Salford. It's Wakefield 12, Salford 12. Chris Wellham with the try.
Yeah, it is as well. As I say again, it's just that Salford, you mentioned it a few times in commentary there, Craig Murdoch, is that the game has speeded up hell of a lot, but the reason why it's speeded up is that Salford, their forwards themselves, now they've got the big boys back onto that field, Kopchak and Mossop, and the same Murdoch Masala, you know, they're just going hard and straight, causing Wakefield all sorts of problems. Quick play the balls, get themselves in good field position. And then I say, Wellham, he knows where the try line is. He gets the second 4 points of a Salford. Salford themselves at this moment in time, they're the better side.
Dobson throws the dummy and then gets the ball away to Jones. He gets the ball away to O'Brien. Now it's to Evalds. He's got support from Carney. Carney down the touchline. One-on-one with Caton Brown. Gets rid of him. But Wakefield have got back in numbers, and Carney has to take the tackle. But already Salford are on the 30-metre line. Who's it now? Lama Tazi. It's his turn just to go hard and straight. And into the 20-metre line goes big Lama Tazi. Binning again at dummy half. Everything to his right, and that's where he goes. Griffin links with Louis. Louis further wide to O'Brien. O'Brien gets the ball away to Johnson. Johnson down the touchline. Johnson scored. Back-to-back tries for Salford. They are in front now. That's a great rugby league try. It's a great rugby league set. And Salford scoring the corner through Greg Johnson. It's Wakefield 12, Salford 16.
Oh, I tell you what, Craig Murdoch, that is Salford at their best, isn't it? And that's how you want to see rugby league. And I see it, the forwards running hard and straight and direct to the causing Wakefield all sorts of problems in defence. And then the two classy halfbacks in Dobson and Robert Louis just over on the side there, and what a great pass from Chris Wellham to Greg Johnson. He had plenty of work to do there, but what a great spectacular dive in the corner. Great try by Salford, and I say Salford for the first 40 minutes, they would have been a rugby league side than what I've seen this season. This second half, they're proving that right. Pressure back on Wakefield, but great rugby league from Salford.
Mossop to Dobson, Further wide it goes to O'Brien, and O'Brien then gets the ball away to Evels. Evels throws the dummy. He's got support on his inside. Can't get the ball away. This is the last. Carney offloads to Dobson, then to Josh Jones. Josh Jones with the pass inside round the back. Back to back to back tries from Salford. Three tries in 3 minutes from them. It's turned the game on its head. Magical play from Josh Jones with the blind pass round the corner to George Griffin. And as I said, third try on the run from Salford. From 12-2 behind, they're now 20 points to 12 in front. Magical, magical play from Salford. Griffin with the try.
Oh, great, great play from Salford, but what a pass from Josh Jones. Absolute sensational. You talk about a reverse pass from there, and the big man inside Griffin said, I'll tell you what, I'm going over for my first 4 points of this season. But great play from Salford from the kickoff. But boy, oh boy, what a peach of a pass from Josh Jones. And Salford at this moment in time, they're in command of this game. Absolute pleasure to watch.
Wakefield are inside the 10, scooting out from dummy half. His Wood gets the ball back. There's an opportunity for Tupou. He's over the line, and Bill Tupou's over the line and got the ball down. And hold on to your hats, we've got 10 minutes left and we are going to have a grandstand finish. It's Wakefield 16, Salford 22, kick to come. It's Bill Tupou with the try.
Well, it is, and it's just a discipline again from Salford. I say with ball in hand, you know, they just could have maybe controlled it a little bit better, but they caught the ball up early in the tackle count. And then I say, indiscipline by the big man himself. And I say, Wakefield, good field position. And I say, Tupou, he's been one of Wakefield's best all afternoon. Nice little step off the right peg, straight over the black dot. I've got Wakefield back into this game. Boy, oh boy, Kramer, doesn't the momentum change, eh?
Yeah, it does.
A couple of drop balls, bit of indiscipline, penalty. Good field position, the opposition scored a try.
Fifita. Dummies the play of the ball, the pass is to Hubie, further wide to Miller, out the back it goes to Williams, to Riesling on a hat-trick, Riesling to the line, Riesling gets his hat-trick, he gets over the line, he gets the ball down, it's all level at 22-all, kick to come, 1 minute 58 seconds left on the clock, it's Wakefield 22, Salford 22, Riesling with his hat-trick try.
Well, it's a great hat-trick, isn't it? And I say they had the numbers on the right-hand side here, but it's great to... Great spirit again from Wakefield. They were literally, what, 10, 12 minutes ago, they was out of this game, but momentum is a big change in this game nowadays. And I say the indiscipline at times of Salford got Wakefield back into this game on the right-hand side. And I say Reece played well. He's been one of Wakefield's best. Gets himself three tries of the afternoon. And now the pressure's on here for Williams to win this game for Wakefield. But, well, they've just shown at times what a quality side they are.
I think a draw's a fair result, Scully. I think a draw would be a fair result for both sides.
I'll agree with that one.
The majority of the 4,000-odd fans that are here, though, they're wanting Williams to kick this. And, you know, if he does, there's still a minute left in this game, Scully. You know, so we're going to get the restart.
Yeah, we'll get a restart. And I say, but the Wakefield fans, they'll tell us we won't need to see the touch judges put their flags up or wave them away. The Wakefield fans, they'll tell us if this is going between the sticks. And to get Wakefield their first home victory this season.
It's not a gimme by any stretch of the imagination. Williams is probably 5 metres in from the right-hand touchline, kicking towards the large majority of the Wakefield
fans. I'll back him in, Craig Murdoch. He's backing him in.
He's left his boot. It's a flatter. He's backed him in. It's not the best kick you've ever seen in the world, but it doesn't matter. It was a flapper. It probably went a metre over the bar. That's good enough, Gary Schofield. And Wakefield are back in front. It's Wakefield 24, Salford 22, Williams with the goal.
I'll tell you what, Craig Murdoch, me and you know about this. You don't get anything for being pretty, son. You don't get anything for being pretty. It wasn't. And what counted, you got the 2 points of Wakefield and in charge of this game. But Salford get the ball back from the kickoff.
Salford get the ball back from the kickoff. We've got 35 seconds left on the clock, so Salford are going to have last shot at the game. It's now to Kopchak. Kopchak up the middle of the field, 2 points in it. Wakefield can't give away a penalty. It's right into the 20. Flanagan to Dobson, further wide to O'Brien. O'Brien throws the dummy. Batchelor and Williams have brought him down, but he's inside the 10. Evels back to Dobson, further wide it goes to Flanagan. Flanagan right at the line to Louis. Numbers on the far side. Made up with Salah, throws the dummy. Made up with Salah. He's dropped the ball over the line. There goes the hooter. The opportunity to win the game was there for Salford. But But Murdoch Masala, two men on his outside, Scoey. He threw the dummy. He got to the line as he put the ball over. He drops the ball. Wakefield survive. What a second half we've seen here, Scoey. Sum that one up.
Great second half. Absolute great second half. Before the game started, we were expecting a decent game of rugby league. The first 40 minutes was pretty average. But this second half, he's had absolutely everything. And Masala there, well, as you call it there, Craig Murdoch, he had the numbers on the outside, but he decided to go himself. Little bit greedy, got himself over the try line, but coughed the ball up there. But boy, oh boy, the second half certainly had everything what we expected from these two sides. Coming here after two great victories, one against Warrington and Wakefield at St. Helens. Great second half, and I tell you what, everybody here will be going home pretty happy, certainly if you're a Wakefield fan. But, well, big Masala there, should have passed the ball, didn't, and lost the game for Salford. But the second 40 minutes, absolute sheer quality.